24/315.
How are we doing? Still can't leave, can we?
Last one.
Save the last for best.
That's always.
How you doing, guys?
Chief, once again?
For the issuing authority, Chief Mark Petruzzi, MARCPETRUZZI.
And a summary of your case?
So in June of 2023, the appellant applied for a pistol permit through the town of Vernon. Then Chief Kelly denied the application due to the existence of a conviction in Puerto Rico for a domestic violence offense.
Sir, would you like to make a brief statement of your case?
In regards with the scenario, so I tried to expunge what had happened in Puerto Rico, and they had told me that I couldn't do anything here in the US, that I had to take care of that in Puerto Rico. I got ahold of the lawyer that actually did the case back in '92 in reference with what happened, and he found that there was no record of any of me committing any crime or doing anything, which I have presented a certificate from the government of Puerto Rico stating that I have no record of any.
Okay, we'll get into more detail in a minute. Chief?
So as previously stated, back in June of '23, the appellant applied for a pistol permit application through the town of Vernon. The criminal history check discovered a hit through NCIC in Puerto Rico for a criminal charge of, I believe it was assault of one type or another. In following up with the appellate, it was explained to the chief's office at the time that it was for a domestic-related event where he was given probation for the event. Being that it was a domestic-related event, it was deemed a disqualifier for a pistol permit.
And is that the only reason for the denial?
Yes.
Would you like to cross-examine the chief at all?
No.
Questions from the board?
Chief, is it the facts and circumstances regarding the case? Is it just the existence of a arresting conviction for the denial?
It was failure to, I'm sorry, let me, again, I'm going back one chief here, so I'm trying to catch up with it a little bit here. In reviewing the application, there was did not report that there was an arresting conviction for domestic violence in Puerto Rico.
So he failed to list it on his own?
Yeah, correct. He failed to list it, and it was a conviction for a domestic offense.
There's no mix hit or anything?
I did not see one in the record, no. I will also add just that record is still in existence in NCIC today, or as of yesterday when we ran it again.
Is it a disqualifier? Is it a disqualifier conviction?
The incident happened so long ago, there's no narrative that exists of the report anymore, so we were unable to get the particulars about the actual case. But it was, by his own statement, it was a incident involving somebody he was in a domestic relationship with at the time, is arrested for.
I think there'd be a mix hit.
That's what.
If it was automatic disqualifier, there'd be a mix hit for it. They didn't enter it as a qualifying DV.
Put this battery in, that was it.
Is it in the record that it's a domestic violence, or is it based on the appellant's?
Based on the appellate statement to us, yes.
Is there something about a family violence protective order in 2023?
I don't believe so. Does there's nothing in the report indicating a... I cannot claim that we were basing that on it. I'm not aware of one myself.
Other questions for the chief?
Again, from reviewing the file, the phrase I have here is aggravated battery and restriction of liberty. Is that what the actual charge was?
Yes.
It didn't say domestic violence. It said that.
The record, no, right. the domestic violence connection is due to the statement from the appellate.
I see. Thank you.
Anything else?
And just to note that the NICS section of the paperwork we have here says there are no NICS hits. It's not a matter of seeing it.
That's why I
didn't. It doesn't say, it says there are none.
Okay.
Collect
message. Your case, sir.
I have nothing to say. I don't know what to say. In regards with what the officer said, it happened, 30 years ago? Who I was back then in regards with what happened. I mean, you learn from your mistakes. And
some
you just become
do.
And become a better person, you know, especially for myself, my kids, my grandkids, and learning from your mistakes and passing on good knowledge to my grandkids and my children so they won't be in the same situation that I was back then.
Would you like to cross-examine, too?
Nothing else at this time, no.
Did
I
read your military?
No.
Law enforcement career. Is that what that said? Okay.
This occurred, looks like the event date is October of 1992, is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Any questions from the board? Were you a resident in Puerto Rico? In 1992?
I was, yes. I was committed. I was accused of that, and I did a year probation, which I had completed.
In Puerto Rico?
Yes, in Puerto Rico, yes.
And could you elaborate a little bit more on having contacted an attorney in Puerto Rico and what the findings were?
So it was actually the same lawyer that had represented me in the case of the incident.
Mm-hmm.
He filed a certain paperwork to get these paperwork because I knew I had something,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up hiring him to get this information, and he said there was nothing there to expunge, or there was nothing there to eliminate because there was nothing.
So there was no record of this in Puerto Rico,
no.
Even though a U.S. database had something on it.
Yeah, it was just weird how the U.S. has it, and then Puerto Rico said there was nothing. But there is a piece of paper stating the certificate from Puerto Rico saying that there is nothing. So that's why my confusion was, okay, how is it over here and not over there in Puerto Rico?
What were the consequences of that incident back in 1992? I'm presuming you went to court with the attorney.
Yes.
And what were the findings and was there any kind of restitution?
I'm trying to understand the question, I'm sorry.
When you went to court, what was the judgment, and did you have to pay a fine? Rehabilitation? Were you on probation?
Yeah, I did probation for a year, where I had to go report every month. I had to go report, do like a urine test for drugs, and it was like for a whole year. And they had stipulations that I couldn't go out at nighttime, mm-hmm. and do certain things, and I ended up completing it. Within the years.
Did you have to refrain from contact with any other parties involved?
Before the incident, I had gone to her and said, you know, why was she accusing me of this? And she stated that it was her parents that were the one enforcing it. And it was already too late at the time for her to drop what was going on because her parents were the ones that made the complaint about me. It just went forward from there. There was nothing they could do, or she could do at the time.
Was it a tumultuous relationship at the time?
It was a what again?
Tumultuous. Was it a difficult, challenging relationship?
It was
at the
a
time?
Toxic relationship, yes, in regards with, you know, the aggression that she always had to offer. So what happened, I went to go and break up with her,
mm-hmm.
and she just didn't like it. And she got physical. I was trying to hold her from, you know, hurting me. Mm-hmm. And she started screaming. When I was holding her hand, she started screaming that I was hurting her. Mm-hmm. And that's when her parents came out and saw me holding her hands, and they assumed that I was, you know, hurting her, and I did, and I wasn't. There was no bruises. There was nothing on her behalf. I did have scratches on my hand from me preventing her from hurting me, and it still went forward with that.
Your description of the incident is important.
Yes. Thank you.
Chief?
I just have a question for the issuing authority, and I think I know the answer, but I'm cleared up. And part of the message that has a no nicks hit, there's also a mention of a sex offender status. Different first name, same birthday, that's not...
We do not believe that, no connection.
So that's... I didn't think so, but no. But it is there, so I figured for the record we'll ask about it. Thanks.
Very often Hispanic names are difficult.
Yes, I've been detained in other countries because of that.
Is that right?
DR and, oh yeah. Common name, yes.
Any other statements or questions? Okay, Colonel Overton. I'm sorry. Final statement?
No.
Final statement.
To you guys.
Okay, Colonel Overton.
This is a denial by the Vernon Police Department. The denial is for suitability. Basically, the denial is a arrest and conviction in Puerto Rico from October 5th, 1992. It appears it was a domestic-related event. The appellant serves 1 year probation. He failed to list that arrest and disposition on his application. There's no other indicators that the appellant is unsuitable other than that one 1992 incident.
Comments from the board?
Yeah, so what do we do in a situation where there's an admission it's a domestic event, and yet the conviction doesn't relate to a domestic violence event, but it is a violent event? What?
But there's no disqualifier.
No.
Okay.
Because there's no nixit, right?
Yeah, there's no legal disqualifier.
Okay, all right.
Because there's a whole list of things that have to occur for that, in which he has to have an attorney, has to go before a judge, it has to be in the record for that to enter into a nix hit.
Okay, thanks for clearing that.
To be a federal prohibitor.
Okay.
Ready for a vote?
Yes.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Ozzie Swain.
Appellant.
Colonel Overton.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
What does that mean? Sorry.
It means you just won.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You'll be here.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you for spending the day with us.
Yes.
Next time you're towards the top of the list as much as I can.
Yeah.